There are 14 people running for 6 seats on Port Moody City Council from the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidate responses are as follows, listed in alphabetical order. Samantha Agtrup. Samantha Agtrup is a council candidate for Port Moody in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 45 years as a Port Moody resident, 17 occupation, professional engineer and business owner in Port Moody, engineered bodies strength and conditioning, most recent civic, volunteer work, 2016-18 Economic Development Committee, 2018 Climate Action Committee, 2015 current board member shop local Port Moody, 2020-22 BC Functional Fitness Association, also on Strata Council website, www.sam4pomo, ca Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at sam4pomo. He, are you running for public office? The short answer is I want to see a change in the tone of discussion at council meetings and in the community. We are facing many important decisions and we need to move forward in a constructive way. I believe that I have work and life experience that would be useful in council. I want to be a positive role model for my daughters and do something for my community. Ultimately, I think each generation has a responsibility to learn from the previous generations and leave the world a better place than they found it. What is your number one issue and why? Livability and sustainable development. The livability of our city depends on our ability to strike a balance between building homes for young people, singles, families and seniors, investing in our amenities and community spaces to preserve our unique neighborhoods, and appropriately planning and investing in the infrastructure to support increased population growth across the region. As our community grows, our amenities must reflect the changing needs of our community. We need a variety of forms of development, not only residential with ground floor retail, but also light industrial, other commercial land uses and institutional, education and healthcare, forms. Richard Biedka, age, did not answer, years as a Port Moody resident, 30 occupation, president of Richard Biedka International Limited, a seafood and commodity trading company, most recent civic, volunteer work. Volunteer distributing information on new changes to environmentally sensitive area, ESA, guidelines in Port Moody website, Richard Biedka 4 Council. CA email, richardbiedka4council@gmail.com, phone, 778-951-8459, Facebook, at Richard Biedka 4 Council. Why are you running for public office? I am running for councillor to return city focus to core services and deliver those services on budget for you. After all, you have to live within your means and it is only right that our city does as well. My goal is to ensure every tax dollar is spent wisely so we can together strengthen the city's financial position. That will be my guiding principle as I make decisions that impact the lives of the residents of Port Moody. What is your number one issue and why? Changes to environmentally sensitive area guidelines. I will not support proposals such as the ESA as they are an overreach and expand a scope that the city does not have. In addition, this proposal infringes on personal property if you live near the ocean, forest, creek, stream, or ravine. It means an increase in processing and fees if you want to maintain your property or upgrade your property safety because you have a family. If elected, I will make sure your tax dollars are used wisely and ESA proposals like these do not make it to the council table. Dustin Chellen, age, 32 occupation, lawyer and researcher, most recent civic, volunteer work, member of Port Moody Economic Development Committee and Tourism Committee, volunteer with Big Brother's website, Vote Dustin. CA email, dustin@votedustin.co, phone, 604-396-7221, Twitter, LinkedIn, at Dustin Chellen. We, are you running for public office? I think we are at a critical juncture for our city and we need councillors at the table who can work together on a realistic vision for our future. We need to address the challenges we're facing like traffic, housing affordability, and climate change. I'm proud of my work over the past 4 years to help grow and diversify our local economy, but we have lots left to do. I'm ready to listen to the community and work with everyone at the council table to help Port Moody grow while preserving the things that make our city special. What is your number one issue and why? Traffic and parking are the number one issue in Port Moody according to the 2022 Citizen Survey. We need a realistic transportation plan that reduces traffic congestion during peak periods. I will advocate for better traffic light timing, a Clark, Murray overpass and additional parking capacity near our shops and parks. While we transition to electrified vehicles and active transit, we need to take action now to reduce the stress, wasted time and emissions that come from sitting in traffic. Johan Contreras, age 37 years as a Port Moody resident. More than 7 years occupation. Lawyer, most recent civic, volunteer work. Port Moody Ribfest. Board of Directors for Mothers and Mentors Canada. Board of Directors Coquitlam Heritage Society website. Why I Love Port Moody. CA email. Johan at whyiloveportmoody.ca. Facebook, Instagram. At Contreras for Council. Why are you running for public office? I will bring a fresh perspective and balanced approach to City Council. My goal is to utilize the skills that I have developed, both while practicing law over the last 8 years and owning and operating my own law firm, to strengthen and support Port Moody City Council. I am in favor of infrastructure that meets Port Moody's needs and well-thought-out strategic development. I am also an enthusiastic supporter of the heritage and culture of Port Moody. As working parents to two young children, my wife and I understand the complex needs of young families in our community. What is your number one issue and why? Respectful governance on council. As a city council candidate, it is a personal goal of mine to ensure we have proper governance on council. A unified group that is focused on serving the residents of our community. We might not always agree, but we need to respectfully work together, engage and review information from subject matter experts, and listen to city staff and residents to ensure our focus remains on achieving what's most important to the city. This goal is achievable. However, we need everyone in Port Moody to get out and vote this October 15th. Eric Davis, age 27 years as a Port Moody resident, 23 occupation, food services and provide security services to a variety of venues. Most recent civic, volunteer work? I've been involved with the Vancouver Tenants Union since its foundation in 2017. Website. Davis for Council. Info email. Davis for Council info at gmail.com. Phone 236-975-6942. Why are you running for public office? I'm running because we desperately need new foundations in our city's development approach. City Hall has failed to get a better deal for workers and renters, and we should not take options such as community trusts or a city-owned construction outfit off the table. On council, I would be an unrelenting advocate for reform. Regionally, I would seek to restore TransLink's mission as a nonprofit transit provider, not a real estate developer. Provincially, I would beseech the province to legislate amalgamation with Anmore and Belcarra, and amendments to the community charter where we could additionally tax homes over $4 million. What is your number one issue and why? Taking our title as City of the Arts seriously means making responsible housing decisions that build vast amounts of new units with deep, $800 a month and below, affordability. Establishing a community land trust to procure land, and founding a city-owned construction outfit to build as many townhomes and apartments as possible with rents tied to construction and maintenance cost, would be a boon to civic life. Providing such affordability to as many residents as possible would be the biggest investment in the arts we could make, since we free up people's time and finances to pursue their artistic passions. Diana Dilworth, incumbent. Incumbent Diana Dilworth as a council candidate for Port Moody in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 56 years as a Port Moody resident, 33 occupation. Director Government Relations for Homebuilders Association Vancouver. Most recent civic, volunteer work. City Councilor website. Diana Dilworth. CA email. Diana at dianadilworth.ca. Phone 604-469-8650. Facebook. At Diana.Dilworth. Twitter. At Diana Dilworth. Why are you running for public office? Port Moody is at an exceptional place of opportunity. For balanced growth, for park expansion and enhancement, for economic development and for growing in a way that has a positive impact on the quality of life for current and future residents. I love our city and have been honored to be part of the decision-making on how we have grown and evolved over the past number of years. I'm asking for residents to continue to trust that I will make decisions on their best interests moving forward. Experienced. effective, engaged, enthusiastic. What is your number one issue and why? Housing and affordability is an issue across the country. Interest rates and inflation, which council doesn't have control over, pile upon the cost of land and a building new homes. The BC government has challenged our city on lack of development at our two SkyTrain stations. We need to negotiate in good faith with home builders. We need to focus on partnering with CHMC, BC Housing and nonprofit and cooperative housing organizations for affordable housing in Port Moody. To provide affordable housing, we need to be a true partner in the provision of land and waiving of development fees. Barbara Junker, age, 64 years as a Port Moody resident, 33 occupation, retired and casual work at Move UP, most recent civic, volunteer work. Director, Glenair Community Association website. Barbara Junker, CA email, vote for Barbara Junker at gmail.com, phone 604-341-5364. Why are you running for public office? I am running for city council to bring my experience and leadership to the issues Port Moody is facing. My approach while on city council previously was collaborative, respectful, and consensus building. The major issues to be tackled in the next few years are development and density, traffic congestion, increasing green space, expanding Rocky Point Park, and updating our official community plan. I support the economic development and transportation master plans. I believe that if council works together with public input, we can find collaborative solutions to these issues. What is your number one issue and why? Housing is a priority that includes development and density, traffic congestion, and economic development. Port Moody needs affordable housing, housing for seniors and young families, which I support in our transit-oriented development, TOD, areas. Development needs to provide the community amenities that residents of Port Moody are asking for: new library, new Kyle Center, grocery store in TOD, and many others. I don't support a wall of towers on St. John Street. Development that will grow our commercial and industrial tax base. Sustainable development that will contribute to creating a vibrant city where people can live, work and play. Kyla Knowles, age, 46 years as a Port Moody resident, 9 occupation, executive assistant to the CEO, CFO, EVP and board of directors at Norland Limited, most recent civic, volunteer work. Member of the Port Moody Parks Commission, event volunteer for the Glenair Elementary School PAC, College Park Community Association and East Hill Neighborhood Strata website. Kyla Knowles. CA email. Kyla at kylanowles.ca, Facebook. At Kyla Knowles for Pomo-Council, LinkedIn. At Kyla Knowles, why am I running for public office? I am passionate about Port Moody and want it to succeed. I am fortunate to be raising my two young daughters here, and I want to ensure that other families, seniors and young folks will have the same opportunity to live here affordably. I would like to refocus Port Moody on good governance, fiscal responsibility, housing affordability, climate change, and neighborhood park initiatives. I want to use my business and budgeting experience to lower taxes via a number of new initiatives, and focus city business on the services that matter, not grandiose projects and programs outside council's purview. What is your number one issue and why? Development is of primary concern to residents, and I get it. The traffic, the noise, the fear of losing our small-town charm. But we need to build homes, including purpose-built rentals, homes for downsizing seniors, homes for kids leaving the nest who want to stay close to home, and homes for people all along the income spectrum. The last 4 years introduced significant challenges to our working relationships with other municipalities and regional organizations. Managing the challenges of development will require robust cooperation with Metro Vancouver to address common goals and problems like traffic, transportation, healthcare, and climate change. Amy Lubick, incumbent. Incumbent Amy Lubick is a council candidate for Port Moody in the 2022 civic election. By submitted age, 39 years as a Port Moody resident, 9 occupation, health policy researcher, most recent civic, volunteer work. City Councilor, Chair of Climate Action, Environmental Protection, as well as Parks and Recreation Committees and the Tri-Cities Food Council. Representative on the Homelessness and Housing Task Force website. Amalabic. CA email. Reelect.amalabic at gmail.com, phone 604-767-0914, Facebook. At Amalabic Port Moody, Twitter. at Amy_Lubick Instagram, at Olubiki, are you running for public office? City Council decisions on housing, a healthy environment, community connectedness, access to services and reconciliation have an enormous impact on all residents. By centering community health and well-being in all of my decision-making, and working collaboratively with my colleagues on council, I am proud to have made meaningful progress on many of these issues over the last 4 years, but there is still so much more to do. I am running again to continue to advocate around affordable housing, the environment, and community well-being, and because I believe Port Moody needs a strong public health voice on council. What is your number one issue and why? My top priority is ensuring that the above social and environmental determinants of health are thoughtfully integrated into all council discussions. Many residents are having to make difficult choices regarding safe and affordable housing near family, access to healthy food, childcare, and protecting themselves and their loved ones in a changing climate. Focusing on health will also help us protect the trees and parks that are so essential to our mental and physical well-being, and guide decisions on development in a way that enhances the community we love. Using this lens, I believe we can create a more inclusive city. Haven Lerbecki, age 35, years as a Port Moody resident, most of the past 15, occupation, senior policy analyst, First Nations Health Authority, most recent civic, volunteer work. Served on the Port Moody Land Use Committee since 2021, Port Moody Parks and Recreation Commission since 2018. Website, votehaven.com. Email, contact@votehaven.com. Facebook, @HavenPortMoody. Why are you running for public office? I care about Port Moody and its future. As a longtime resident, I have been a strong voice for quality of life and good community planning. Through my advocacy and work on city committees, I have championed responsible growth instead of overdevelopment, a focus on affordability for families and seniors, parks expansion including significant expansion of Rocky Point Park, and rebuilding our local economy with job growth around Moody Center SkyTrain. Our next council will make decisions shaping Port Moody for generations to come. I am running to continue my work advocating for the needs of current and future residents. What is your number one issue and why? Our next council will determine the future of growth in our city. Development approved over the last few years alone will bring Port Moody's population close to 50,000 residents, the maximum growth level we had set for 2041. With another 24 high-end condo towers being proposed near Rocky Point Park, we are now at risk of overdevelopment, growing too big and building the wrong type of housing for our community. My top priority is to complete our new official community plan, focusing on quality of life as guided by residents, and when we have our plan, stick to it. Hunter Madsen, incumbent, age 67, years as a Port Moody resident, 8, occupation, city councilor, writer and fine art photographer, most recent civic, volunteer work. 5 years as a Port Moody councilor, chair of the Economic Development Committee, Parks and Recreation Commission and Transportation Committee. Website, VoteHunter2022. CA, email, hmadsen@portmoody.ca. Facebook, @HunterMadsen for City Council. Why are you running for public office? I love our beautiful city and am devoted to helping the community make wise choices for its future. Council decisions next term will set Port Moody's quality of life for decades to come, and the pressures to overbuild at the expense of local livability have never been greater. To keep fully independent from special interests, I am not accepting campaign donations from local developers. While respecting all views, I will continue to raise a clear voice for keeping growth well aligned with the OCP vision and targets, and for ensuring that we balance densification wisely with other essential community priorities. What is your number one issue and why? Next term, my goals are to 1. Update the OCP to truly reflect our community's vision for growth. 2. Continue leading the city's efforts to revitalize Pomo's sagging economy, tax base and city finances by establishing a new jobs district in innovative, sustainable industries. 3. Expand Rocky Point Park and improve other park capacities to meet growing demand. 4. Move forward with downtown density that won't overwhelm roadways, amenities or taxpayers. 5. Mitigate the affordability crisis by supporting more rentals, and by prezoning a higher percentage of affordable units as a precondition for extra density. 6. Encourage better long-term urban planning. Callan Morrison, age 36, years as a Port Moody resident, 23, occupation, co-founder and co-owner of Squish Juicery. Most recent civic, volunteer work? I have served on 6 different committees for the city of Port Moody. Most recent ones are the Advisory Design Panel and CPAC. Website. Callan Morrison. Com email. callan@callanmorrison.com Phone. 778-929-8683 Facebook, Instagram. @CallanMorrison For Council. Why are you running for public office? As a 23-year resident, I care deeply about the future of our community. These past 4 years have been ineffective, and a change is needed to bring our community together and to have a council that will listen to our residents. I ran for council in 2014 and this will be my second time putting my name forward. Over the past 8 years I have served on 6 different committees to try to make positive changes in our community and help shape a Port Moody that we can all be proud of for ourselves and our children. What is your number one issue and why? I truly believe that we need to get back to good governance and working for the benefit of all Port Moody. In order to be effective and to fully serve our community, we need a council that is willing to work together, collaborate, and most importantly listen to our residents. Your council should be serving you by making decisions for the best of all Port Moody. Without collaboration and teamwork, our council cannot effectively tackle the important issues to our residents, such as providing affordable housing, tackling traffic, and enhancing and expanding our parks. Don Slykhus, age 40 years as a Port Moody resident. More than 2 years occupation. Social worker, yoga instructor. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Peace People Project. Just 4 Paws Rescue Society. Teach yoga by donation benefiting Moody Elementary School PAC. Website. Port Moody Don. Com email. don@portmoodydon.com Phone. 778-883-4933 Facebook. @VoteDon 2022 Why are you running for public office? I am running for office to give a voice to the important social issues affecting our community. My intention is to use my position to elevate the voices of those who are marginalized or silenced in our community, particularly around mental health, substance use and community safety. Much of the election debate has been about development, and I believe that high-rises or not, we need to put community safety first. As far as development, I want to ensure indigenous voices are represented as part of authentic reconciliation efforts for those whose stolen land we reside on. What's your number one issue and why? My number one issue is community safety, especially for youth. Having worked as a crisis clinician with suicidal youth in our community, and aware of the impact of the overdose crisis on Port Moody, my number one issue is community, connection, and safety. As a registered social worker, I have the knowledge and tools to bring in meaningful change to impact these important issues and look forward to the opportunity to share my passion and expertise for human service. David Stewart, age 66 years as a Port Moody resident. More than 35 years occupation. City manager, North Vancouver District. Most recent civic, volunteer experience. President of the Pleasant Side Community Association. Member of the Port Moody Land Use Committee. Website. David Stewart. CA email. dc_stewart@shaw.kahi Are you running for public office? I have over 30 years of working in senior management in local government and feel I can add experience and focus to the community planning and policy discussions that this council will have to address. What is your number one issue and why? The issues facing municipalities cannot be reduced to one issue. Development pace and density, housing affordability, transportation, urban parks capacity, local employment, financial sustainability and climate action are all important, complex and interconnected. If I was to reduce it to one issue, it would be maintaining and improving quality of life for current and future residents in Port Moody. The official community plan can spell out the community's vision for dealing with these issues, and therefore I want to make sure that the current process of completing the review of our OCP is our number one priority.